flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our good friends at Pelican Brewing, proudly serving hoppy beverages for everyone. Grab your favorite Pelican brew or try Pelican's hop-infused sparkle hops featuring fun fruit flavors and zero alcohol. Sparkle into the new year with Pelican Brewing's non-alcoholic sparkle hops. Let's go to the nation's capital for our Daily Ticker today as we talk about the Commies and what they did on the road to Detroit on Saturday night. Joining us now is David Harrison, covering the Commanders for Commanders SIs, also the man behind the Locked On Commanders podcast, at dharrison82 on Twitter. Go give him a follow. David, good morning to you, man. If I would have told you in August that the Commanders would be in the NFC Championship game, what would your reaction have been?
Good morning to you, first of all. I probably said you were probably not going to be correct. but, you know, it wouldn't have necessarily been because I had a doubt in the path of the team. It would just been, you know, it's going to take at least, you know, maybe the second season, things like that. And, of course, you got to see how veterans like Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz pan out. So certainly, you know, by August, there was a lot of confidence in the path that the team was on, but not a lot of belief, I suppose, is the best way to put it, that it would come to fruition this fast.
Yeah. DC's had some all-time great athletes, especially ones that started out really hot in their
careers. Ovechkin's about to break the all-time goals record.
But I'm curious where this sits with DC sports fans. As you mentioned, Ovechkin, who was instantly amazing, right? Bryce Harper was really good. Where does this rank Jaden Daniels in year one for one of the local DC teams of just, my God, is this the greatest first season an athlete could have in DC sports history?
I mean, honestly, I think it is. I think it's going to be number one. And a big reason for it is not just because, obviously, you know, NFC Championship game and a rookie year and all that stuff, but also, you know, there was a ton of excitement around RG3, you know, when he came out and was doing his thing and all that stuff. And you know, some of it's fair, some of it's unfair, obviously, but like, the shine around the person as well as the player, you know, really, really got dim there towards the end. And it's kind of, you know, some people who want to remember, you know, the great rookie campaign and all that stuff, it's still kind of a, yeah, but, you know, how good of a person are you talking about when you talk about this person? And Jaden, just is an all around, just kind of guy that is worth rooting for, puts in the hard work, very humble attitude. It's not just for show. It's not just in front of the microphones. It's very real. And you can kind of feel that genuine, part about him. And you see him the way that he celebrates when Marcus Mariota throws a game winning touchdown pass, and how he celebrates more for Marcus than he does for himself, and all these things. Like, so there's just a sense that not only do you have a great quarterback, an electric quarterback that has revived the franchise, but you also have a kid that's worth cheering for and worth, putting the money behind the jersey and all that stuff. So I think that because of that, because, there was a lot of, just some of his play style and all that stuff, but there were a lot of callbacks to RG3 and a lot of concern that this is going to be another RG3 situation. And, it couldn't be further from, that, even though it does look fairly similar to the first year production. So I think that because of that and the fact that the NFL is king, it's going to be up there.
Yeah. Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
David Harrison, our guest, covering the Commanders at dHarrison82 on Twitter. You go check out the Locked On Commanders podcast as well. I've looked from afar at the Commanders organization in jealousy now for a little over a year, because we're dealing with, in Portland, a horrible owner that doesn't really have any direction, and we're just kind of we're lost in the middle of nowhere, tanking again. There's not a lot of hope for the short term or the long term future, and I feel like that's probably where Commander fans were for a long time when Snyder was the owner. What was the sense of relief just amongst the fan base and inside that locker room, maybe, when you had a change in ownership and a new hope? And obviously, I don't think, as you mentioned, people saw it coming to fruition this quickly, but it's remarkable how quickly that transition went from old owner to new owner, and now you're back to winning.
Yeah, it really has been remarkable. When the ownership group, came in and Dan Snyder, went out, there was obviously a weight being lifted off of the organization, and the weight being lifted off the fan base was kind of the beginning. And I think the fans kind of understood this is the beginning of us being able to be proud to be fans of this franchise again. And there were some expectations going into that first season with Josh Harris as the owner that maybe Ron Rivera and the staff, without all of the drama and everything around them, and certainly there were some players that had a lot of support locally. Safety Cam Curl is one that I think of who's no longer with the team. Wide receiver Curtis Samuel is one who's no longer with the team. Things like that. But four win season comes, and there's just a sense that okay, now it's time. They turn the page organizationally. Now it's time to turn the page from a football standpoint. And from the locker room, I don't know that the players would necessarily say there was a massive shift felt when the ownership changed, because, it's not like Dan Snyder was in there telling Ron Rivera, here's what plays we're calling, here's the strategy, things like that. They definitely will focus more on that. But, at the same time, everybody wants to feel proud of the organization they work for, right? Like, nobody wants to go to work every day and be embarrassed to say, this is the company I work for. So I think there's certainly a part of it. I don't know how impactful it really was, but I'll tell you, this group of guys here, and over 60% roster turnover from that active roster last year to this year, so not a lot of carryover. But the guys who are here now and understand what was happening beforehand, they love it. And you know, you look after these games, and obviously Magic is going to get, you know, all the camera clicks and all that stuff. But there's no fewer than, you know, five or six of these parts of this ownership group that are here, and their families, and they're just enjoying every moment and congratulating the coaches and the players and showing their appreciation. And so these players with this ownership group absolutely feel like it's a holistic effort. It's not, you know, someone sitting in their ivory tower watching their workers make them millions. It's a group effort.
I think a lot of people would look at this, David, and say the term house money. But at this point, you look at the matchup, you get to the conference championship game. Yeah, nobody saw it coming, but Jalen Hurts bent that knee pretty weirdly, couldn't do anything after that. Saquon Barkley basically ran for $1.50 in both games this season, lost by 8 the first time. They had that comeback at the end of the game, touchdown with 6 seconds to go ahead and beat the Eagles at the end of the season. So we had a split. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this matchup going into it based on what it is? And to add to that, got to play in Tampa in the first one, got to play in a dome in the second one. Philly looked really cold this weekend when they played the Rams. How do you think they'll play in the snow and just the matchup in general for the third time against the Eagles?
I mean, the great news is, you know, experience is behind them, right? Like, they played the Eagles multiple times, like you just talked about. They played in the cold, so Jaden's gotten his opportunity to get the NFL, you know, the taste of the NFL with the freezing weather and all that stuff. And that's what this team has really kind of shown, is every time they get a little bit of experience doing something, they're going to do it better the second time. And so I think this game's going to be incredibly competitive. You know, if you definitely go either way, there's going to be a handful of plays that will dictate whether it's the Eagles, whether it's the Commanders. But I think at the end of the day, every football fan watching the game is going to get a competitive matchup. What's really interesting is, as you mentioned, you know, the comeback, the game that each of these teams have lost in this series this year, they both had the lead going into the fourth quarter. So it's almost one of those situations where, you know, if you're a superstitious fan, you're kind of hoping your favorite team is trailing when the fourth quarter starts, because that might be how this whole thing comes out. But yeah, Jalen Hurts, his injury situation is obviously one to watch. I think we're going to see a defensive strategy that's very similar to what we saw against the Detroit Lions for the Commanders, and that is, you know, keep those safeties in the middle of the field, kind of play that zone, keep the eyes forward so you can react to whatever the offense is trying to do. Kind of a classic bend, don't break type of situation, you know, against the Lions. I mean, they gave up, every score that they gave up to the Lions, except for the last one was a touchdown. But, you know, 4 out of 5 scores were touchdowns. But then you had the takeaways that prevent the points from going on the board. And that's ultimately what you want to do against any high-powered offense, is not let them score touchdowns, whether that's by taking the ball away, which is the most, you know, advantageous way, obviously. Or, you know, maybe you give up some yards, but you force them into field goals and your offense goes out there, tries to put up enough points to where you're putting pressure on the opposing side and they've got to kind of go away from their running backs. You know, the Lions giving the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs only 14 times in that divisional round game is insane. But because of the way the Commanders were scoring, it kind of forced Ben Johnson's hand to put the ball into Jared Goff's hand. And that's where the Commanders defense was really able to capitalize. So I think that's kind of the blueprint. I mean, you know, every offense wants to start fast, so that's not necessarily groundbreaking information. But, you know, if the Commanders can take their two chances or two opportunities against this Eagles defense this year and put them to good use and come out with a strategy to be able to put up some points early, then, you know, arguably you potentially put Kellen Moore in a situation where he's got to lean more on Jalen Hurts, and that only plays in the Commanders' hands.
Yeah, good stuff. David Harrison covering the Commanders for Commanders on SI, the Locked On Commanders podcast as well. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at DHarrison82. Thanks so much for the time, man. Enjoy the NFC Championship game, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, it's 3-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.